I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live in our studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend and you're creating a little grill envy in the park or wherever you are and just enjoying a little bit of a celebration at the end of summer. Barbecue Bob, we got a guest on the live line now, right?
We have the infamous Brian from Fen Valley, Brian Lesperance. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm not sure I'm infamous, but I'll take it. I've been worse.
You know what? You're famous with our group. We certainly love to visit you and take the tour of your giant underground bunker and see those massive vats of wine. It's pretty stimulating.
Well, we're getting ready to fill them up again. We're right on the cusp of harvest here.
Well, if you need some grape pickers, Jop and I are available.
All right, come on down.
Right.
We need all the help we can get.
Right. 10 fingers, right? And do you need the toes, too, to smash them, or do you do that mechanically?
We do that mechanically nowadays. Sorry.
Oh,
I don't think the FDA might come after us if we use bare feet here.
Right, yeah, but the wine tastes good. But anyway, so how's the season, Brian? How's the growing season this year?
You know, 2020 is going to, be the kind, speaking of infamy, right? 2020 is going to be one of those years that we talk about for the rest of our lives for all these sort of weird things that COVID's brought on. But I could tell you, at least the way we're sitting today, it might also be talked about as one heck of a growing season. We start out a little bit sluggish in May, but man, we have had just a spectacular summer. And so the grapes, They like the same kind of thing we like, temperate, sunny days and chilly evenings. And so we've had a lot of nice sunny days. And so we are ahead of schedule. We should be starting picking here within about a week. And we'll be going through the end of October. So things are set up nice. We never count the grapes until they're in the building. So there's, we're still,
That's got to be a tough job.
Yeah, well, you never know, but being early helps. Being early, Michigan is not known for having the best, weather in late October and November. So
right.
If we can be ahead of schedule, that's always a good thing.
I think we will be. And, I think it was a vintner that did the prophecy on 2020. Wasn't it Mogan David that declared 2020 MD 2020.
Oh my God, yeah, Bob! You're reaching. He's reaching, Brian. You don't even have to.
I'm serious,
that
man.
Either.
I'm serious.
Yeah. So, Brian, what do you think the best harvest is going to be this year?
Well, any of the early stuff tends to not be affected by the season too much, because it's still going to get brought in when the weather's good. So, when you have a good year, the potential benefactors are going to be your Bordeaux reds. So, your Merlot, Cab Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, those grapes are the ones that really have more variability because we're picking those at the end of October. So if we can bring that into the middle of October, the chances of, a better weather situation are just that much improved. So look out for the reds in 2020 if we can keep this summer going.
So your sweeter whites are done earlier.
Well, most of the white grapes are in pretty early.
Yeah.
Your Pinot Gris, your Chardonnay is midway through the season, Riesling then next, and then we get into the reds after that. So those will be the real winners if we can keep this thing going. It's also been a good year for apples, so cider production should be pretty stellar this year as well. And cherries had a decent harvest as well, so we're already into that. Cherry wine and blueberry wine and cider is already in production.
You hit on something there that we should probably pay a little more attention to, and that's your cider. I typically am not a big cider person, but that one cider you have, man, I could drink quite a few of those, I think. Typically with ciders, I find them to be a little bitter or sour, and I get a gut ache. But the one, I only had one at your place, but it was probably the best cider I had ever had, other than maybe one I had over in Great Britain 10 years ago, which was along the same lines. But I typically stay away from them for that very reason. But you're doing something a little different.
Well, thanks. We appreciate it. I mean, lower alcohol fermented beverages has certainly been a hot category the last few years. But, in a lot of ways, cider's been there for forever. That's one of its objectives, is a refreshing, slightly lower alcohol, something that you can grab, to be on the and the grilling guys, you know, it, to me, I grab a cider when I'm going to head out to the grill. You know, it's refreshing. It's cold. It allows me, because it's, you know, maybe 6% alcohol, I can have a couple of them and still navigate my way through the grill. So
is that in a lot of stores? Is that in a lot of stores around Michigan?
Some, and on our website, we don't do a ton of distribution of cider. It's not that we don't, we make a lot of cider, but a lot of our work is making products for other clients. That's a big part of our business.
Okay.
And a lot of those are cider clients. And so we try not to compete with them as much, but we do. I mean, we do have it in some spots, and definitely on our site, we ship hard cider, a ton of it now. It's actually been one of the big COVID changes too. It's just been our e-commerce is up, you know, and a pretty amazing amount over last year, and that appears to be kind of ongoing now.
But can we still go to the tasting room?
Yeah, we're doing tastings. We do everything flighted, so you kind of pick what you want, go sit down, and we bring it all to you. It took us a little while to get good at that, but now we dialed it in, and people are digging it. You know, they could sit. We got tons of outdoor space, you know, acres of outdoor space, really. And so you can get nice and spread out, and people seem to be having a good time.
Yeah.
It's been a steady season.
I would encourage anybody to go to Fen Valley Winery. It's just west of the little town of Fenville, just off of 196. What exit is that?
Well, there's a couple of different ones, but I think it's, what is it, E4, I think, or something like that. I should know this, but I just plug it into Google.
Does it say Douglas, maybe?
Yeah. Well, it's beyond Douglas, south of there.
Okay.
But anyway, so Brian, did you have success with that? You had the white wine that was in a can, and man, I brought a case of that stuff home, and it just vaporized around my pool, and people were loving that stuff. And is that a year-round, or is that just a summer variety?
We do it year-round, although it definitely sells way better in the summertime because it's good for boats and beaches and campgrounds and golf courses, so it moves a lot faster. But yeah, next year we upgraded our canning line, and we're going to be able to do with the sleek can, with a little bit narrower can, be kind of more fun for wine, I think. So we're excited about that. So stay tuned for 2021 when we'll have even more wines out in cans, hopefully.
Oh, great. So it's not just going to be the one varietal, but you're going to have a little selection. That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been trying to Pinot Gris, the Vino Blanco you were talking about,
right.
Rosé.
Yeah, you've had a few different for a while, haven't you? The Rosé.
Yeah, and we have our Peach and Honey in a can now, which is one of our most popular wines, and that's a pretty good one for cans too.
Well, I would highly recommend the Rosé.
Yeah,
as well.
Yep, good stuff. All very good stuff. Well, Brian, we wish you the best. Hey, one last question. This COVID, has it changed your business dramatically other than the internet sales? I mean, is there still demand out there? People are drinking wine, aren't they?
More.
They seem to be, yeah. No, we're really blessed. We've had a really good season, great customers, good support. You know, our events are pretty much non-existent, which is a bummer for us because that's a big way that we get with their customers. But people seem to be embracing kind of the new normal. And yeah, they're supporting Michigan wineries, so we're very fortunate. No complaints, all things considered.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery, Fenville, Michigan. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. All right. Coming up next, Bob's going to do a little offset grilling and reverse your sear. It won't hurt much. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey guys, Schmoe's now has two locations: 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids, and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoe's as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.